Live at ACB 2010, this is Michael Off, and I caught up with Dave Crunk here. He's with a company called Travel One, and he's here a part of the ACB store, which is in booths number 3 and 4. And Dave schedules 1 to 2 trips per year, specifically with the blind in mind.
That is correct.
So what kind of vacations or travel itineraries have you lined up here, Dave?
Well, so far what we got lined up that's coming up is October this year. October 17th through the 24th is on the Carnival Splendor out of Los Angeles, doing the Mexican Riviera to Puerto Vallarta, Mazatlan, and Cabo San Lucas. And then we actually set up a Panama Canal cruise for next year, May 7th through the 15th, out of Fort Lauderdale to go to Panama, Colon, Panama, Costa Rica, and then also Cozumel, Mexico. So those are a couple trips that we've got planned up right now that are coming up soon.
Okay, so what are we talking about in terms of price here for someone who wish to pursue either of these?
Okay, for instance, the one coming up in October on the Mexican Riviera, that price will start off at $835 per person based on double occupancy, but that includes the cruise, port charges, taxes, and gratuities, and, of course, all your meals and entertainment's already all included in that price. The one for May for going to the Panama Canal, that price starts off at $1,067 for a 7-day cruise. And again, that's per person based on double. That includes the cruise, all taxes, your prepaid gratuities, and, of course, all your meals and entertainment on board the ship. Now, what we do that's different, though, is that these trips are escorted by myself and my staff. But also, the menus, I personally put the menus in Braille and large print. Make sure that your cabin number and everything's in Braille or large print. When we get off the ship, myself and my staff is escorting the trip itself as far as the tour. So say we're going to do a tour with the that's coming up in October. One of the tours that we're doing is going to be swimming with the dolphins. So you're escorting. We're going with them to do the dolphin tour. That's escorted by us. And everything is being totally described. We're there as like a safety net to make sure everything goes great and you guys have an excellent vacation.
So I don't know how large of a staff you have. Do you set some limit on the number of people that you schedule any one tour?
I have, as far as people going on the trip, no. The lowest we've had is about 30 people. So far, the most I've had in the future has been about 130, 140. So no, there's no limit because I set the staff 1 for 10.
Okay, so it's a 10-to-1 ratio.
That is correct.
Of course, people traveling in a group, certainly that helps.
Yes, it does.
Now, what do we need to know about passports either getting in or leaving or going into other countries or getting even back into the States? Is that an issue or what do you do there?
Not on these particular cruises. That is not an issue. And the reason why is they have a passport law, but for cruises, since it's considered a circle cruise, we're starting in Los Angeles and ending in Los Angeles. All you need is a birth certificate that is state issued and then your photo ID. Now, if we were taking a cruise that would, say, start in Los Angeles and end in Vancouver, then you've got to have a passport because it's ending in Vancouver and you've got to fly out of Vancouver. So that's where the passport comes into effect.
Okay, so let's say we spend $1,067 to book one of these cruises. Then what do we need to keep in mind as far as tips and gratuities and other costs that we might have along the way?
Well, on that price includes your tips and gratuities for the staff on board the ship. But what is going to be an additional cost would be a tour that you may sign up, say you wanted to swim with the dolphins or the stingrays or something, or your bar tab, such as soda or any alcoholic beverages. That would be an additional cost. And, of course, your airfare to get to that particular port. Say you lived in Phoenix, Arizona, well, you need to fly to Fort Lauderdale. That price is not included in that cost.
Okay, and then how are the prices, say, for soda or alcohol? Is it comparable to something like in a hotel or a regular bar, or how much people should allocate for that?
It is comparable as far as like if you're staying at a hotel. Some of the prices could be a little higher depending if you get what we call their foo-foo drinks that's in their souvenir glasses. Then you're probably talking $6 a glass or something like that. But most of the alcoholic drinks would run anywhere from around $2.75 or so, maybe $3.40, something like that. Now, as far as a soda, you're looking at about $1.50 for a soda. But as far as a soda, if you're a soda drinker, you can purchase a soda card on the cruise, which is around $40 to $45, and that gives you unlimited soda beverages. So all you do is just show your card, and boom, you get a soda. So if you're a really big soda drinker, that's the best thing to do.
Okay, and So what kind of entertainment? Do they have different bands and things that travel along on the ship to play in the evenings? Or what kind of evening entertainment do we find?
They have all kinds of in the evening as far as entertainment goes. They will have, they've got disco going on. They'll have a country bar. They'll have the blues going on. They have a piano bar, which is like a sing-along type deal. As far as the main show would be anywhere from a Las Vegas-style show to a comedy show. Sometimes they'll have a magic show going on, which, of course, you know, with those that are totally blind, really doesn't help as much. But those that are low vision or have some vision, we get the first three rows of the main showroom, so that way they're able to somewhat maybe see the show as far as a bit better. But, they have all kinds of entertainment going on for pretty much anyone that's wanting a certain type of entertainment that's going on. Of course, they also have the casinos on board. So those that like to gamble, they've got the casinos. Some of the activities throughout the day, they've got the swimming pools going that are open. They'll have bingo that's going on, which I provide Braille and large print bingo cards for those that like to play bingo, so they're able to get involved with that. And then sometimes we'll do our own activities. For instance, if we've got like 3 days at sea or something like that, I may have one or two as far as our own movies that are audio described. So I'll purchase that movie, and we'll have our own movie theater with popcorn and things going on. So
you can reserve an area, and then your participants can kind of congregate.
That is correct. So we can do our own thing. Sometimes we've actually had our own activities as far as arts and crafts and things. So it's worked out very well for us. I've been doing this for about 9 years. I've done about 15 cruises in the past with a lot of people from all over the United States that have traveled with me that have done very good.
So the food usually pretty good? Is it buffets? Do they have certain meals on certain type days of the week? Or how does that work?
They have food 24 hours a day. You've got a 24-hour pizzeria on board. You have a 24-hour ice cream bar. They'll have the buffets. If you wanted a buffet, you can go to the buffet. As far as breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you've got the main restaurants that you can go sit down and have dinner at and have breakfast at and be waited on. If you go to the buffet, what's good is that the staff with the cruise line will assist you going through the buffet and sitting you down. And that, so as far as if a person said they didn't get enough to eat, it's their own fault. And as far as the food is excellent. It's very good.
Well, sounds like a nice getaway. And I guess bring your swimwear, certainly, if you want to take advantage of the pools and everything, or, do some sunbathing on the decks or what have you.
Well, like I said, they've got anywhere from 2 to 3 swimming pools. They have the hot tubs. They've got a spa. So, you know, say that you want to get a massage or a facial or a pedicure, whatever. They've got that on board. They have a gym that you can go to for those that work out. They have all the latest equipment as far as the Nautilus equipment that they have and everything. So it's a great way for a vacation. On a cruise, Mike, you can do as much as you want, or you can just go there and sit and relax and let all the worries go away.
Best of both worlds. I want to ask you how things may have changed in the last 9 years. I know initially there were issues with accessibility, especially with certain cruise ships or cruise lines, and also I understand there's been some bill recently passed to improve accessibility. So what are some issues there? How has that changed in the last 9 years?
It has changed quite a bit. I mean, from the moment I started till now on what I've done, some cruise lines, it's still a little hard to work with. I work with any cruise line, but the one that I found that has been fantastic for me to work with has been Carnival Cruise Line.
And Carnival was one I know in the late 90s that was under the most heat, so they've done an about face, and I guess they found it's really been beneficial to look at us as a market of people that will come and use their services once they make it accessible, and that's good.
They really have. They are the only cruise line that I know personally that trains their staff to work with visually impaired people as far as clients go. Before we get on board a ship, their entire staff goes through a class to redo their class on how to work with those that are visually impaired. But then we're also then treated as VIPs. I mean, I have not been... We've had the most excellent service that you can ever get from a cruise line. By the way, they've taken care of us. Also, those that want to bring their service animals are more than welcome.
Was my next question.
Yeah.
How does that work? How does
That works out great because they set up an area, a relief area for the service animals. If you have a balcony cabin, they put a relief area on your balcony so you've got your own private bathroom for your dog, for your service animal. If not, then we set it up like either on deck 3 or 4. Again, I personally make sure that the menus are done in Braille and also large print because I do those myself. The cruise line sends me the information, and then I do it. Your last name is in Braille and large print, along with your cabin number on your cabin door. That's something that I go ahead and do. But like I said, Carnival and them have come a long way as far as really working with us, because they see that, you know what, they want to travel just like everybody else, and they want to be able to enjoy their vacation. And that's what's good, been good, really good about it.
So pretty much all the ones you do are through Carnival because of their cooperation to make it as great an experience as possible.
I have done NCL, Royal Caribbean, and Costa in the past. Okay, so I have worked with other cruise lines, but the one that I have found that been the best to work with has been Carnival Cruise Line.
Well, very good. Why don't you give some contact information, how people can get a hold of either website or phone number if they want to contact and maybe book an event through Travel One.
Sure. They can give me a call at 618-409-0143, or my email address is D for Dave, and then my last name, Kronk. So DKRONK at htc.net. And those are two ways that they can get a hold of me.
618, that's Southern Illinois, right? Where are you located?
I'm located in Waterloo, Illinois.
I'm from Belleville.
Oh, okay.
Dave, I wish you success on this, and I'm sure many listeners will enjoy this and maybe contact you. Maybe they've been afraid of trying to do an event like this on their own, or just didn't think it was an option having a service animal, and apparently that's not the case.
No, it's not. And the other thing I want to let people know, Mike, is that most cruises that I book, for every person that books that goes on that group cruise with me, I make a donation to ACB. So not only are they having a great vacation, they're also supporting ACB.
There you go. You can't miss with that. You're also helping out the American Council for the Blind. That's why you're part of the ACB store here at booths number 3 and 4. Thanks a lot, Dave. Check it out, folks, if you like. Live at ACB 2010, this is Michael Loft for Cerro Talk.